Hi, and welcome to Author Uncut. I'm your host and author, Patrice Williams Marks. I'm a big fan of Turner Classic Movies and old black and white films. I prefer films from the 1940s, especially films with classic gangsters like Cagney and White Heat, gumshoes, mysteries, complex plots. One of my all-time favorite series from this era is The Thin Man with Myrna Loy and William Powell. This series has nothing to do with the skinny guy. If you're not familiar with these two, they are comic gold together. William plays a semi-drunk, famous detective, always with a martini, and Myrna plays his wife and the one with the fortune. They also have this cute little dog called Asta. I love Asta. So if you love films where all the usual suspects are rounded up and brought into a room before the guilty one is fingered, then you'll love these films. But the classic film I'm talking about today is not The Thin Man, but Audrey Hepburn's Breakfast at Tiffany's. That film cemented in stone Audrey's legacy, but the film also rose at the expense of Japanese Americans. I've always wanted to see this film and frankly never heard a bad thing about it. I caught it on TCM about 6 years ago and was anxious to see why it was such a classic and on critics' top lists consistently. I did enjoy the first act of the film. That was until I saw the caricature of a Japanese man played in yellowface by Mickey Rooney. I couldn't believe my eyes as I watched this once great actor don buck teeth, taped back eyes, and had exaggerated bad English and very buffoonish to play someone who was not a man but a joke. I have to tell you that I quit watching after that and I've never finished the film since then. As you know, I'm not Asian, I'm African American, but even I could see how offensive this portrayal was. It was scary to see how that made it into a film without anyone thinking anything about it. That fact in itself saddens me. There's this magazine called Complex Magazine, which put together a top 50 list of the most racist films, and guess where Breakfast at Tiffany's came in? Number 2, behind Birth of a Nation. Is that shocking to you? And although the summer has officially ended, locally where I live, there's a company who shows movies on the big screen outdoors. They have a local band play, they have food trucks galore, and they even are dog friendly. It's pretty cool. But in August, they chose Breakfast at Tiffany's as the film they would screen. It was hard for me to imagine people packing up their kids and dogs and going to have a good time watching a film under the stars, only to see this film come up on the big screen. I actually emailed the company and voiced my concern for the screening without a conversation about it, but I never heard back from them. I'm not sure what they did about it, but I'm pretty sure they kept it on the slate and people laughed at the Mickey Rooney character the same as they did in 1961, and in essence, laughing at offensive stereotypes of the Japanese. In 2008, Mickey Rooney was interviewed about the lasting impact of the film and the racist stereotype it continues to perpetuate. This is his response, word for word. I'll read it to you. "It breaks my heart. Blake Edwards, who directed the picture, wanted me to do it because he was a comedy director. They hired me to do this overboard, and we had fun doing it. Never in all the more than 40 years after we made it, not one complaint. Every place I've gone in the world, people say, 'God, you were funny.' Asians and Chinese come up and say to me, 'Mickey, you are out of this world.'" So, not exactly an apology. You know, his response sounds like those people you see on YouTube who call people the N-word, but then defend it by saying they have Negro friends. You should know the studio that made the movie has since acknowledged that that role was a toxic Japanese caricature. So that's a good thing. It's a good thing that they acknowledged it. Some people, non-Japanese, by the way, have said it should be accepted because that's the way it was at that time and should not be labeled racist or judged by the rules we're working from today. But after doing a little research online, I found a response by a young lady by the name of Sue O, who wrote her response on Quora.com. This is what she said. Mickey Rooney's portrayal of the Japanese neighbor is blatantly racist. That it is a reflection of the times doesn't mean it's not racist. If we accept the Moors of any given time as not being racist merely because it was acceptable then, we would also say such things as the Japanese American concentration camps were acceptable because it's of its time. When we look back on our history, we will see strands that we find acceptable and affirming now, but also strands of evil we inflicted on others. This is true in every nation. To move forward, we should reflect on what we want to change rather than remaining blind to what has happened previously. If our leaders had not taken the time to accept wrongdoing and change it, we would still have slavery and Jim Crow. Women would not be allowed to vote. There wouldn't be a movement to accord full rights to anyone of different sexual preferences. To look back and to see racism is not to accuse those who came before us or to think that we have to feel guilty over it, but to recognize it and to try to change it. Very well said. That's the end of the quote. Clearly, many non-Japanese see nothing wrong with the film. Google it and you'll find a brunch based on the film, a diner named after the film, events, merchandise, t-shirts based on the film, and more. But even so, Ratatouille Film Festival in California in 2008 pulled the film after protests. So here's what I would suggest. As a sensitivity reader and course creator, I am perhaps more tuned in to what can cut deep than many people. I won't suggest that the film never be shown again, but if screened before an audience, also have a panel of Japanese Americans discuss what the caricature means to them and how it has affected them and the generations since the film was made. Then show the film. The audience would gain a better understanding and perhaps spend a few hours walking in someone else's shoes instead of laughing at the horrifically stereotyped character. So, have you seen the film? What is your opinion on the Mickey Rooney character and whether the film should continue to be lauded as a Hollywood classic? Let me know by visiting my anchor.fm page for my podcast and leaving a voicemail. I may just have it play in a future episode. You can also email me your thoughts at mailbag@patricewilliamsmarks.com. I reply to everyone. I'd love to have you with me next week, where I'll discuss must-knows about screenwriting from one of my favorite authors and flavor of the month, Stephen King. I really appreciate you listening and subscribing to this podcast on iTunes, and don't forget to rate me on iTunes as well. To get in touch with me, go to authoruncut.com or sensitivityreviews.com. You can also email me your comments and suggestions for future shows at mailbag@patricewilliamsmarks.com. I look forward to connecting with you again soon. Until then, write on.